Healthy Headlines, guests in studio on behalf of the Kent County Health Department, to talking today about, well, maybe we're not done with this flu. Good morning to you, Steve Kelso.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Are we done with the flu?
Doesn't appear to be that way. As a matter of fact, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen the numbers for the 2018-2019 flu season really start spiking up there, higher than we've really seen them all year so far. We're not sure why that happens. There's some theories as to why that happens. All the kids are back in school. People are starting to get out and about more, and they spread the flu amongst themselves. And we saw quite a large increase, over 200 cases in 1 week, just 2 weeks ago. So,
all right, and we're talking. This is what the epidemiologists do, right? They count those numbers that are provided to you by...
Yeah, the hospitals will provide the information to us of people who've presented with flu. And then we take those numbers, our epidemiologists do, and they start tracking things and saying, you know, where is this coming from? Why is this happening? Where are we in the season? And the bulk of that information becomes handy year over year over year as it's laid out across graphs. But these folks are really, they're detectives in a way. They track down not just this, but there are several diseases that are reportable by the hospitals to the health department under state law. And these folks will get to work on that stuff. So if you've got an outbreak of a foodborne illness, they can figure out where that came from, how it happened, what's in it, and hopefully stop the spread of illness in the public.
And again, we're talking flu versus cold.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and this flu seems to be hanging on a little bit later, and it's not atypical that we see the spike this late in the season. That does come. We've seen that in years past, where the number of flu cases ramps up. It seems like every year we watch this in cycles. There will be a high point, and then usually in March, April, it starts to trickle away. You know, but this year, what we're seeing is it seems to be coming later this year. Yeah. And it's just a great reminder that, believe it or not, there's still time to take your flu shot.
Okay. And does the health department have that available?
We do. You can call us about that information. But our real message is we don't care where you get it. Okay. Get your flu shot.
Yes. Doesn't hurt, does it?
No, it didn't bother me much.
Yes. Guests, including you, Steve Kelso, to talk about this new website. What's happening here?
Yeah, we've got kind of an exciting project. We're working with some of the broadcasters in town. We've put together a PSA and started a website called Pitch Your Pills. This is through the Kent County Opioid Task Force that is tackling what may be one of the largest public health crises we've seen in a long, long time. And that is opiate overdoses. We know a number of people first come to opioids by discovering them in medicine cabinets. Yeah. And so this is, if you will, the low-hanging fruit for us. If we can start getting this stuff out of people's medicine cabinets and get it into proper disposal, because it's really important that you get rid of it in a proper way, because it's not good for the environment either. If you just flush it down the toilet, it's going to end up in that river out
there.
That's
what you don't want us to do, correct?
We don't want you to do that. So if you go to pitchyourpills.com, you can look in there and you simply type in your zip code, and there's a locator in there that'll tell you the closest place to you that you can go and take these meds. We're talking unused, unwanted, expired medications. A lot of people look in their medicine cabinet, and I don't think they know. A lot of times you don't know what something is. You look at something and go, oh, that's Keflex. What was that? A lot of people we don't think know, but it doesn't matter. If it's old, get it out of there and get rid of it.
And you hear of all the stories of those who get into medicine cabinets that shouldn't, or, you know, that should know better and who don't know better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are some who are seeking those meds. So,
all right. The website again for that is
pitchyourpills.com.
All right. Next talking point: the advising of us not to adopt bunnies or chicks for Easter. Steve Kelso.
Yeah, you know this still goes on. Yeah, you know when I remember it kind of when I was a kid that it would happen occasionally. The kids would show up with little chicks and bunnies around the Easter time. Yeah. Unfortunately,
it's turned to roosters.
Some do. some turn into chickens.
Oh, it's true, too.
You know, but they get bigger, the next thing you know, you've got a hen or a rooster on your hands, and you don't know what to do with it. And unfortunately, a lot of them end up in our animal shelter. And, you know, every year we've get a couple of bunnies and a couple of chicks in there. And that's just, unless, let's face it, as you well know, anytime you bring a pet into your home, it's a giant commitment. Yes. You're not in this for the short term, and
it's a good commitment if you're ready to make that commitment. I'll advocate for that, but
absolutely. But if you're not, and unfortunately we see it, and so the best bet is just don't do it.
Yes. All right. I guess that's about it. And obviously we're moving towards spring slowly but surely. So I trust we'll be talking soon. Ticks and fleas and all that good stuff.
All that
maybe.
Good stuff will be coming.
Didn't
back
the polar vortex
here.
kill all those critters?
Wouldn't that be a nice benefit of the polar vortex? No, I don't think that's what happened.
Well, you are here on behalf of your good services to remind us of that. All right. So full circle, uptick in flu. Be a little careful and get your flu shot still.
Wash your hands so you can still get your flu shot. And we just cannot say it enough. Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands.
Happy birthday a couple times while I'm doing
right.
That, right? Steve Kelso, thanks to you. Another website we could use would be?
AccessKent.com/health, or you can look for us on Facebook at the Kent County Health Department.
Thanks for your good work, Steve. Talk to you
Thank
soon.
You.